Police: Chicago man fatally shoots childhood buddy, then steals his marijuana blunt. By Amy Furr on November 14, 2023. A 25-year-old Chicago man is accused in the fatal shooting and robbery of a longtime friend on November 7. Authorities charged Quentin Buchanan with two counts of murder and one count of robbery for taking the victim's marijuana blunt, CWV Chicago reported Tuesday. In January 2020, Illinois legalized recreational marijuana as the governor pardoned thousands for past low-level cannabis convictions, AFP reported at the time. An image shows the suspect in the recent case. The outlet said Judge Maryam Ahmad ordered the suspect to be placed in custody when she was informed of the allegations against him. According to CWV Chicago, not long after 20-year-old Jeremiah Pruckler and two of his childhood friends met up to smoke marijuana on 2900 South State, Buchanan joined the group. The suspect, wearing a mask and hoodie, reportedly sat on a nearby staircase for a while. However, moments later the suspect approached Pruckler and allegedly shot him once in the back of his head. When the shot was fired, the others fled. But Buchanan, prosecutors said in a written proffer, bent over the victim's body and picked up the victim's blunt that was near victim's body, the CWV Chicago article said. The suspect ran to his mother's home where he told a relative he had killed someone. His mother did not allow him to enter but called 911 for help. A few hours later, law enforcement found Buchanan near the 95th Street Red Line station. While he ran from them, he began stripping off his clothes. Police eventually found him again wearing nothing but his boxers. Officials said two men standing with Pruckler when he was killed were childhood friends of Buchanan. They both identified him as the killer, according to prosecutors. They said Buchanan's mother, sister, and cousin identified him in CHA security video frames, the CWV Chicago report said. One social media user praised his mother's actions, writing, "Good on mom." At least 15 people were shot, five of them fatally, over the weekend in Mayor Brandon Johnson's D. Chicago, Breitbart News reported Monday. Meanwhile, CBS Chicago reported a man was killed and one person injured during a broad daylight shooting outside a Chicago store on Wednesday. The store's security guard, James Bush, told the outlet, "The broad daylight makes it even worse. People can just up and do something right in the public's eye." Watch, Hawkins, Chicago's new mayor means same song, different verse on gun policy.